Hello, everyone. Today we have a new episode of Wrestling Talk with Alex. I know it has been a little minute the last time I was here. I did WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2. But, I don't know, did I introduce myself to you guys? Well, my name is Alexandra. I also go by Alex. And I am your host of Wrestling Talk with Alex. Exciting news. I wanted to talk to you about a few things, but, I wanted to come here to talk about Bray Wyatt, about a few news about him, but I haven't had time, but that definitely is going to be coming up, and also Roman's contract and how he broke out of character in, I believe, in New Jersey. I wanted to speak about that, but obviously there's bigger news that just happened last night that is more important, and I felt like I needed to do a podcast regarding it. All right, I know some of you guys follow me in my Instagram page, which is Hey I Am Alexandra. Great news, guys. I want you to go follow me at Wrestling Talk with Alex. I'm gonna be just posting all about wrestling there when it comes to news. Any updates, I'm gonna post it there. So I really would love you guys to follow me at Wrestling Talk with Alex, the same name right here. And also I created a Twitch account. I'm gonna start doing Twitch. So same thing, Wrestling Talk with Alex. You can find me there. Go ahead and show some support. Follow me in those platforms. I want to say thank you to everybody who has been listening to me here and Wrestling Talk with Alex. It means a lot. Anyways, let's get into it. As many of us know, that Sasha Banks and Naomi walked out of WWE. This is the big news that's going around. Nobody knows what happened, what caused both superstars to leave. If you follow me in Wrestling Talk with Alex, I shared a little bit, and you know, I spoke to a friend, and he shared his opinion on the post. So go ahead and post how you feel about it on the Instagram post, and tell me how you feel about them walking out. I know a lot of people agree with them. There's some people that don't agree with them. I'm in between. I'm gonna tell you why I'm in between. All right, so let's really get into the backstory of what happened, because, you know, there's so many stories going around this situation. So let's talk about the night, what was going to happen. It was supposed to be a six-pack challenge, which was feature other females in the division going against whoever won was going to go against Bianca Belair. And the result was going to be Naomi winning, and she was going to go against Bianca Belair for Hell in a Cell. Happened was, supposedly, rumors came about. They arrived to the arena, both ladies, and they knew they were participating in the main event of Monday Night Raw. Something happened that both ladies showed up, and this is going on, I think is Breaker Report. Definitely will let you guys know. It says here, this was happened, quote, during the broadcast, they walked into WWE head of talent relationship with their suitcase in hand, placed their tag team championships belts on the table, and they walked out. They claimed they were not respected enough as tag team champions, even though they had 8 hours to rehearsal at their match, and they claimed they were uncomfortable in the ring with two of their opponents, even though they had matched with individuals in the past with no consequence. So Monday Night Raw is a scripted live TV show whose characters are expected to perform or require of their contract. Regard, we're unable to deliver tonight's main event. Okay, what superstars could have possibly caused this? We know that Naomi, Sasha, Becky, Asuka, Nikki was a part of it, and I think Drudra was also a part of this match. What two females were probably causing tension between these two superstars? Something I would not know. Could it be Becky? Could it be that they were having issues with Becky coming in, and they were probably feeling that Becky was pushed right away, as we know when she went against and beat Bianca Belair super fast, I think, with SummerSlam, and she took the title right away. Was there feeling uncomfortable, feeling that why is Becky getting another opportunity for the title, even though she wasn't going to win? It was going to be Naomi. Curious of what could have possibly led to this situation, a match that was going to give Naomi an opportunity to go against Bianca Belair and face her in Hell in a Cell June 5th. An opportunity to see Naomi go ahead and have a match with Bianca, which she, I believe, so never had. And it would have been definitely a really good opportunity for WWE to put them out there and kind of display them in a match that would have been epic for all fans when it comes to both sides. So, could it have been discomfort, bother? They felt that why making them both go against each other in a particular six-man match, and both tag team girls are going against each other and one of them has to beat the other one? Was it that Sasha Banks wasn't happy that she has to go ahead and get pinned and get eliminated and not win this particular match? Could it have been that Sasha was uncomfortable and upset? Okay, whatever the case is, we also know that Sasha Banks feels highly, like, when it comes, let's take it back a little bit when we talk about Sasha Banks and these tag team titles. We're going to bring it back when her and Bayley were champions and they felt a certain way when they had to drop the titles too. And then we go when Sasha, a lot of people say that she was being a crybaby and she ended up wanting to get out of her contract. And she wanted to leave and Vince did not want to let her up off the contract. He basically told her, you know what, go on vacation, get your shit together, and we're not gonna deal with this. Then she comes back and she comes back with the blueprint and she's back on top of the game and she's being looked at and she's all eyes on her. Could it be that she was upset that she had to go ahead and, you know, now win and go ahead and go against Bianca Belair, even though they had already had an epic match themselves? Could had that been an issue? A lot of people feel like it was Sasha Banks being upset that she wasn't being the face. And it could be that. Maybe it wasn't that. We don't know what's really happening behind the scenes between the ladies. It's just that we know tensions are basically happening between two superstars or whatever the case is. Okay, so it would have definitely been the EST and Naomi a money making match for WWE, and Ronda right now has no competition at the current moment for the SmackDown belt. Maybe they wanted the girls to feud together, Naomi and Sasha, and make Sasha go with SmackDown belt so they could kind of build up with Ronda and kind of get more female division, like more women at that side of SmackDown. Okay, so let's talk about what could WWE now take action. Obviously, they did damage control. As we know, when Sasha went ahead and did her tantrum, and we're talking about back on February 2019, when she felt the same thing and walked away because she felt disrespected when she was with Bayley holding the belts. We know she walked away and Vince allowed her to do that. And Naomi, who is loved by fans, but she is not a bigger superstar as Sasha Banks. I know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, Sasha Banks is not as protected as Charlotte. I'm going to disagree on that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if Sasha was not protected, just like Charlotte, she would have gotten fired the very first time she would have thrown a tantrum. That means Vince likes her. Vince sees a lot of potential when it comes to her and sees that she has star power. So the only way to allow someone to go ahead and be like, you know what, go on vacation. You know what? No, I'm not going to let you off your contract. You're going to stay there and we're going to work this out. It means that the boss is protecting you, just like Charlotte. So I think I have to disagree with many of the fans that are saying that, because Sasha definitely has a lot of protection. And I think it's not right to say that she doesn't and she's not protected as Charlotte. But Naomi, you know, she's fan favorite. But is she Sasha and Charlotte? Is she one of the top tier females my personal opinion, no, she's a fantastic competitor. She knows how to draw the crowd. And I spoke about this on the post. Some of the women are superstars and some of them are great competitors. And either you have them both or you just have one in each. So Naomi, because obviously by PW Insider said that, you know, Naomi walked out with Sasha, made the decision to walk out with her. Sasha is already had spoken and she was part of the Kevin Hart. And he said, you know, she's bigger than, you know, she has other plans outside of WWE. You know, she's already doing the Star Wars movies. She's like, she's doing stuff. She's leading into Hollywood. Naomi is not. And this was very dangerous for Naomi to walk out and follow Sasha Banks, because this could mean that Naomi would not have an opportunity to come back. She might, because her husband is one of the Usos, and usually when you're bringing the money, like Roman or any of these superstars, you have the ability to move around a certain way in the company and move certain things around for your family members. So Naomi might be able to come back because of the Usos, because of her husband, because right now they're right now the hottest tag team and they're under the Bloodline, and all this is playing a part. I think Naomi did a really, really big risk in her career to walk out and follow Sasha, if that did happen, because Sasha is almost right straight to Hollywood. She's almost right there. Her idea is to get out and be a Hollywood superstar. Naomi has not done any films or that I recall. I have not seen her do any movies or anything that will definitely push her to maybe starting like important movies like Star Wars. Like, we have not seen Naomi do that. And I think it was a big, 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 you know, risk she took. It could benefit her. It may not benefit her. It may help WWE create a bigger angle in the women's division. It could help the company sort of spark up the women's tag team division by having everybody talking, capitalize publicity, driving attention to Raw and WWE as a whole. Because guess what? Everybody's talking about Sasha Banks and Naomi leaving. It is a big thing. Look at me. I'm talking about it. I'm not huge. But imagine the other platforms that are huge and that talk about wrestling. Everybody's talking about it. But this could definitely help the women's division, because the women's division is struggling. We do not have good teams. And I think they don't know. At first when they created it, they had a plan. And I think WWE's plan fell, because I don't, as I always said, and I spoke about this a while back about Raw, how Raw, something about Raw and SmackDown doesn't connect. SmackDown has better stories, better angles, very engaging. And when it comes to Raw, there isn't really engagement and it's not bringing the audience to watch them. So it's playing a big part with the company. And this could definitely bring eyes in the women's division and Raw, only if WWE knows how to execute it. And if they execute it, it could be phenomenal and will definitely create. But you have to create two team members, build them up, create a story and create these stories and kind of get the audience involved. And how we use when we... growing up, when it WWE, the storylines last longer, and you saw these tag team divisions grow together, and it took them a minute for them to separate. I don't know what it is about the women's tag team that they don't last long, and it just, they don't last a very long time to kind of build a story behind them and how the team was created and how they dominate their division. It's just something is lacking. But this storyline with Naomi and Sasha walking out could be phenomenal. If it is part of a storyline, you go ahead and build it up and build that those titles and make them great. If you build up teams, and they will definitely have potential to be what it needs to be. When it comes to the woman, like I always said, Sasha is straight up, you know, going to Hollywood. She's one of the biggest women. She's one of the biggest superstars when it comes to the women's division outside of Becky, Ronda, Charlotte. She's one of it. And like I said, successful roles in the series in Disney Plus. She is doing phenomenal things. And she has won more goals than most women in the roster combined. But Naomi, she is one of the most popular but also underrated stars. Fans love her, but like I said, she is not as protected as Banks. Even though people say I have to bring this up because it still plays a part that one girl will lose a position on their job and one will be okay. And that's what's going to happen between the girls. Banks is still always going to be protected by Vince. He might tell her go on vacation again. And I was reading a lot of the comments of a lot of fans, and some fans are tired of Sasha. And they believe that Sasha is throwing a tantrum because she did not get what she wants. And we have seen that from Sasha. Is it something that Sasha is doing in purpose to get something she wants? Was she unhappy that she wasn't going to go against Bianca Belair? Was it two other divas that were there and that was making them uncomfortable, even though there was no prior incident with none of the ladies? I think this whole thing has became super crazy. And obviously we're going to be on top of the news and figuring it out and finding out exactly what the heck is going on. Because still more stuff is being released. We don't know what's going to happen. Most likely we'll find out on Friday on SmackDown if they release something else. If not, we'll find out on Monday. Because they might drag it a little longer. But I think SmackDown will probably be the best way to kind of get the steam rolling on the storyline if they're thinking about doing so. All right. I want you guys to let me know what you guys think about this whole drama with Naomi, Sasha, WWE. They're walking out. Was Naomi being crazy? Was Naomi being a supportive team member without thinking there were going to be consequences towards her? Am I wrong? Is Sasha Banks not protected by Vince? I really think she is, because nobody could do what she did. Go ahead and be gone for months and still have your job. The only way you could do that if you're a big superstar. I mean, that's what she is. All right, guys. Listen, follow me on Wrestling Talk with Alex on Instagram, Twitch. We're going to get this ball rolling. I'm really trying my best to be here a lot more, you know, do the talkity talk. And thank you again for listening to me. And I want to say have a great night, great day, whatever time you're listening to this podcast. And I'll speak to you guys soon. And follow me at Wrestling Talk with Alex. Bye.